Hello and welcome to On This Day in Blues History for December 28th. I am your host, P.W. Fenton.
Won't you come along with me?
Come along with me.
Down the Mississippi.
Down the Mississippi.
You'll see the place where the folks all meet.
Oh, yes.
Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
On this day in 1950, Louis Armstrong, Earl Hines, and Jack Teagarden, and the rest of the All-Stars began recording music for the 1951 MGM movie, The Strip, in which they also appeared. In several of the tunes in the movie, Mickey Rooney is playing the drums.
Yes, sir, we were her welcome streets. Welcome me.
On this day in 1981, WEA Records, which is Warner Electric Atlantic, raised the price on its 45 RPM records from $1.68 to $1.98. The company was the leader of the pack, and the other labels soon followed. Within a few years, the 45 RPM record was boosted right out of existence. Hey, don't forget to stop by at bluesland.net, where I have links to all the music you hear on this show. This is P.W. Fenton reminding you to come back tomorrow for another episode of On This Day in Blues History.
Ain't you glad you came?